Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It is what it is, you know. Life goes on. It was a good practice. I mean, just trying to get the things that we've seen on film taken care of.
Coach said you had a good practice week last week.
Yeah.
What happened Saturday?
I don't know.
You just a little late?
Yeah, you got the story.
What do you need to do to get back to playing all the time without the rotation?
I don't know, man. I don't know. You ask me questions like I'm a coach or something.
Artie Burns to the Hall of Famer Ed Bouchette. You're asking me questions like you're the coach or something.
Or was he saying like I'm the coach or something there? I couldn't.
Let's talk to the guy. And by the way, 93.7 The Fan time is 4:04. Time to get 25% off Cool Sculpting at the Skin Center. Ed, what's up with Artie? I mean, is this guy displaying a good attitude? I mean, is his head on straight? We're trying to make heads or tails of that conversation you had with him yesterday.
You know, he wasn't. It wasn't just me, by the way. There were a bunch of people around. I think he just wasn't in the mood to talk, and you probably can imagine why. You know, he's been benched a couple times now. I mean, he didn't start, but he rotated against Tampa, and then last week he didn't get it at all. You know, Keith Butler was asked about it extensively today, and he kept going round and round and round and said that's up to Mike Tomlin. You know, he really didn't want to answer the questions himself, but then started talking about it and saying, hey, we're working with him. You know, we're trying to get him. He kept talking about technique, but I think it's more than technique. I think it's just, I don't know. Looks like, and you guys know this, looks like his head's not in the game.
I mean, he sounds like a, I don't know. I'm trying to decide how I wanted to take what he said to you, Ed. He sounds like a demoralized, just completely sort of out of sorts guy who just is as – I can't decide if he deeply wants to be better and is frustrated or if he's just sort of out there floating around through time and space here.
Yeah, I don't know if you can take that all that, Chris, from
I understand that interview. That, but he just doesn't seem – there's not like a killer instinct. I'm not detecting any kind of I'm coming back and I'm gonna kick ass, basically.
Well, you know, he could talk that way and still feel that way. You know what I mean? He could talk how he talked yesterday and still have a killer instinct, but he's not showing any killer instinct, that's for sure. He's just – he looks lost out there.
You know, Ed.
That's why he was benched. Not why he was benched. Mm-hmm. You know, he was benched because he was late through a walkthrough. But, you know, Le'Veon Bell missed most of a walkthrough and wasn't benched. So I think it's, I think it was a circumstance where Mike Tomlin used to bench a guy who hadn't been playing as well anyway.
Ed, you know, it's not so much, I mean, we can debate the tone of his voice there and try to play psychologist and figure out if he really cares or not. But the thing that disappointed me about his media session with you guys yesterday was that I didn't hear any contrition or responsibility, taking responsibility for being late to the walkthrough. That's what bugged me.
Yeah, he kept saying, you guys have the story. You know the story, which we really don't. He was late to the walkthrough. Was it 5 minutes? Was it an hour and a half? You know. Those walkthroughs are not very serious on Saturdays. The families come in. We're not allowed in there. I'm just talking by what people have told me. Mm-hmm. The families come in, friends come in, agents come in. And, you know, it's not a serious deal. But Mike Tomlin made it one this time, and probably because of the struggles Artie has had, it was easy for him to do.
How much of a physical drop-off, in your estimation, Ed? Because everyone talks about Burns' size, his speed, the physical talent that everybody acknowledges exists. How much of a drop-off do you think there is from Burns to a Sensabaugh or a Cameron Sutton for that position?
physical drop off?
Yeah, in terms of Burns is all gifts.
I think Cam is put together pretty good. Sensabaugh is kind of smaller, I think. Artie is, I think, bigger than Joe Haden. He's probably faster than Joe Haden. It's just Joe knows how to play the position. And, I don't know what they do. It's up to the player. You can help him coaching. This is his third season. This is the year players are expected to really come into their own. And he's going to do just the opposite.
Ed, what's the relationship like, if there is any significant one, as teammates, whatever, between Burns and Haden? Maybe as far as mentorship.
I think Hayden's tried to help him out a lot. Joe's one of those guys. I mean, you remember James Harrison, who, a couple guys said he didn't help them out. Well, if you went to James, he would help and ask for his help. He would give it to you. I think Joe's more open to just going up to guys and showing them and talking to them about, hey, did you ever try doing this or on this play do that? I think that Joe's very good at that.
He says things you won't forget. He's the Hall of Famer, Ed Bouchette, and he's our guest here on 93.7 The Fan. And I'm going to play a clip from Don Wink Martindale. He is the Baltimore Ravens defensive coordinator. He had this to say today.
I used to see him as a game show host.
There's a lot of stats in different categories that the Steelers are actually better without him. They're better in those categories since 2015 without Le'Veon, so that might be why he's riding a jet ski down in Miami right now. I don't know.
Is Wink Martindale right?
Oh, that was a classic. I love that. You don't get coaches to say that kind of stuff too often. I don't know if that's why Le'Veon Bell isn't there, but I said this yesterday to Cook and Starkey. I think Bell's or Connor's better. He's certainly running better. He's catching. His stats are better. His average is better. And he has that kind of. He's more. I don't know. He's more a runner. Kind of you can count on with Bell with that patient style, and it works at times, and sometimes it doesn't, especially on third and one.
I would think old Wink Martindale would respect the guy that ripped them apart in their own building last year a little more than he did in that clip, Ed.
Well, maybe he's looking to become a head coach.
Ed, I know that Bill Cowher hates playing the what-if game, but can I play it with you?
Yeah, Bill's retired from coaching.
If Connor showed up, as he promised, the Monday before the first Cleveland game.
You mean Bell?
Bell, yes. We're confusing the two guys.
That's a hell of a what if.
If Bell shows up the Monday before the first Cleveland game,
yeah.
Are the Steelers record-wise better or worse than what they are right now? And what becomes of James Connor if that happened?
Well, Bell would have been the guy. I mean, there's no doubt about that. I think they still would have used Connor a little more for these reasons. He's in his second year. He showed pretty good in the preseason. His body has actually been transformed. I think he's stronger yet slimmer is not the word, but he's reshaped his body, and they noticed all that at training camp. And last year he was a rookie. He wasn't picking up the blitz well. They didn't really know what they had. So they knew what they had in Bell, and they kept giving him the ball. I think it would have been not 50-50, but I think Connor would have gotten more carries, but Bell would have been the man.
And does the record change?
Record, I don't know. Who knows about that? I mean, what were they? They lost two games in the first.
Chris thinks that they would have beaten the Browns week one and they would have beaten the Ravens here.
6-1, Ed. That's what they'd be if Le'Veon Bell was here from moment one.
Okay, let me ask you, why would have they beaten the Browns with Bell instead of Connor?
I think Bell would have closed out the game more effectively.
Well, he had like 32 yards of rushing against Cleveland last year after missing all of
good point, Ed.
The preseason.
Andrew's trying to start fights here.
I don't know that he was ready.
I'm not trying to start fights. I like a little debate, Connor. Chris.
I thought Connor cost them that game by being so conservative, though. I thought he cost them that game after the fumble by being so gun-shy as far as protecting the ball that they couldn't move the ball.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, these are games we can't play because we don't know. Maybe Bell would have fumbled. You know, he did. He has fumbled. He was known as a non-fumbler, but he fumbled a few times last year.
Ed, is this defensive performance we've seen the last 3 weeks, to switch gears from the what-if game, is it more mirage, or do you think that they are actually building something that fans should be excited about on that side of the football?
They could be. You know, I said all along, I thought this secondary was going to be better this year for a lot of reasons. One of them is I thought Artie Burns would be improved, but that hasn't happened. But, you know, Mike Hilton's been better, and he had a good season last year. Joe Hayden's better because I think he's had a full season in this defense. And I'm sorry, I know he was player of the week his first week back, but Mike Mitchell was not a very good free safety last year. I think Sean Davis is much better, and I think they have guys at strong safety as long as Burnett can stay healthy, who are better suited there than Sean Davis was last year at strong safety. Sean is more, to me, more free safety size and everything else. Plus, you know, the linebackers are starting to play a little better. They're moving them around. Bud Dupree, they're rushing them up the middle. Keith Butler was talking about the run-pass option and how they have to find ways to combat that so many teams are using it. And that's why they're moving players around a lot more, and it's been effective for them. So I think there's a lot of things. And he also talked about this defense with newer guys being in it and guys hurt and coming back that, you know, they're communicating better. They're finding themselves. They're you know, getting used to each other. So I think we've seen all that the last 3 weeks.
All right, Ed. Did you get Juju as a trick-or-treater last night? Did he stop by the Bouchette residence and say hi to Poppy?
We got a lot of kids. We had like 70 last night.
What kind of candy were you giving out? Lifesavers?
We gave a mix. You know, but those mixes, you buy a big, huge bag, and it's all mixed together, and you give out like four to each kid.
Do you hate the popcorn ball, Ed, when you were, you know, trick-or-treating?
We were talking about that. I didn't like them. Somebody was saying how much I think it was Jerry Dulac said that he loved those things.
He's an old fuddy-duddy.
Unbelievable. I could have filled in the blank on that Mad Lib with Dulac's name.
Favorite candy bar as a kid? Give it to me. What was it for you?
Probably a Clark bar, even though I didn't grow up here. You know, I loved those things. Ed, but I used to give my candy to my brother. I wasn't a big candy guy.
You're more salt than sweet.
I just like the beer, you know. And some of the neighbors, they drop a can in there. You know, you were 8 years old. Oh, look at that. What's that? I'm just kidding for those who can't take a joke.
Ed, we love you.
Thank you,
Enjoy
Ed.
Baltimore.
All right, guys.
All right.
We'll see you. Bye-bye.
Ed Bouchette.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.